Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Back at Marathon Park, just below me at our broadcast position, I see the D.C. Everest Evergreens filling the tunnel, getting ready to come out onto the ice. Evergreens wear their green sweaters, green breezers, sketchy tree on the front with the white numerals and gold trim. Walsall West, the home team tonight, plays in their white sweaters, white breezers with blue and gold numeral trim. Again, Walsall West arrives here with a very flashy 23-1 record. Evergreens overall for the season were 7-13-1. The Evergreens broke a three-game losing streak when they beat Wisconsin Rapids 2-1. We know who the goalie will be for the Evergreens. That's Ethan Hurt. Hurt has emerged as slightly better than Jared Kasmacek, who was the Evergreens' other goalie. Both are juniors. Hurt has been getting the start in the key conference games and through the playoffs. The Evergreens go with Ethan Hurt again tonight. Walsall West has two underclassmen goalies, and they have split time. In fact, in the two matchups, the Evergreens saw both of them. The sophomore, Nick Hayner, who I believe will start tonight. Hayner was in goal as a freshman last year when the Evergreens broke Walsall West's heart in double overtime, and Hayner was very emotional and disappointed, as you might imagine, as he came off the ice after that 3-2 loss. The freshman goalie is Adam Prokop, and the Evergreens saw him in the second game. Prokop was between the pipes when Walsall West got a 4-1 win here on this ice at Marathon Park. And Walsall West, I mean, it's like a state secret which goalie is going to start. They both take equal amounts of warm-up time. Walsall West just simply doesn't reveal until who their goalie is until the starting lineups are announced. It's like the nuclear football is open, the secret code comes out, and then we are told who will be in goal for the Walsall West Warriors. All right, our officiating crew will be coming out onto the ice in just a moment. Then teams will be out. We'll have our national anthem. Starting lineups will be introduced, and then Tuesday night, playoff hockey. It is nice the way the hockey tournament is spaced out, that the team that wins here gets a couple of days to recuperate and gets a couple of days to practice before they have to lace them up again on Saturday afternoon. Hockey tonight brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Injured? Why wait till tomorrow? You can see an orthopedic specialist today. Visit one of our walk-in care locations, Medford, Plover, and Walsall, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays in Walsall at bonejoint.net. Evergreens coming onto the ice here, and Walsall West entering to my right. Small rink here at Marathon Park, and you know, the Evergreens have played well in this environment, but it is sometimes like pinball hockey. I mean, the puck moves around very quickly. Walsall West, a strong team, can make scoring chances develop from almost everywhere. And surprise, it is the freshman, Adam Prokop, for the Warriors, who goes between the pipes. And indeed, it is Prokop who goes over to the bench area, and the sophomore, Nick Hayner, goes into the line where the starting lineups are going to be introduced. Again, hockey was scheduled for, what, a 7:15 start? We are going to be fashionably late. I'm sure the WIAA will not complain. Evergreen starters being introduced right now. There's Ethan Hurt, the Evergreens keeper. The biggest game of his life starting for the Evergreens. Evergreens announcing their starting skaters. There comes Kyle Jaglinski, a freshman, being introduced. Actually, I see here we're going to introduce the entire team. Yeah, I didn't think the Jaglinski line was going to start, although Jags is going to see some ice time tonight. Yeah, they're going to introduce the entire roster for both of these teams tonight. Actually, I beg your pardon. They did introduce five skaters and a goalie for the Evergreens. Evergreens got a couple of seniors who need a win to keep their season going here. Defense, And there is Adam Prokop being introduced to the crowd here again. So the Evergreens will be going against a freshman goalie. So for Adam Prokop, the biggest game of his high school career. I mean, just think about the pressure you put on a freshman goalie in a spot like this. You've got a team that's rolled up 20 wins, and you've got a team that really has its sights set on going to state. Wausau West believes they have the talent to compete for a state championship this year. And yet, all the way back, your final line of defense, that goalie is a freshman. Again, Hainer, the sophomore, who does not start tonight, does have playoff experience with his season ending a year ago at Greenheck against these Evergreens. The crowd comes to its feet down to rink level. Here's the Wausau West Pep Band with the national anthem. We say hello and thank you to Ken Clark, who is engineering tonight's broadcast back in the Fox Sports Wausau studios. A bit of a surprise to him. May tonight be full of surprises as the Evergreens look to spring the upset against the Wausau West Warriors. West will be favored tonight. I mean, they are the more accomplished of the two teams. But the Evergreens have played well at Marathon Park in the past. And again, these are two teams that know each other's tendencies, so maybe that's a little advantage for the underdog as well. Teams gathering in front of their respective nets will gather at the center circle and drop the puck in just a moment. We call tonight's game from right over the red line in the small balcony above the bleachers here at Marathon Park. It's the best seat in the house, and they've saved it for us right here at Fox Sports Wausau. Will the DC Everest seniors get to play one more game? Somebody's season is coming to an end tonight. Hockey is brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market, working hard to supply fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Glad to have you with us as a sponsor tonight, Red Clover Market. Grant Ortell meets in the center circle against Jacob Cubello. Ready for hockey. The puck drops. We're underway. Let's light this candle. Wausau West controls the opening faceoff. Cubella moves it backwards, and now Austin Federici centers. Evergreens got a turnover. Two on two moving forward. Evergreens were onside. Stick checked away. Jakubik could not control for the Evergreens. Evergreens retreat back to neutral ice. Evergreens send this forward. Evergreens have iced the puck. So an early offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wausau West. Sam Teckel, one of the West captains, going to take the draw here. Puck drops against Grant Ortell, goes to the corner. Wausau West controls in their offensive end. Mark Sippel, who's behind the net, goes back out to the blue line. Played in a five-on-five look, goes behind the net. Puck's loose for a moment. The Evergreens got a stick on that. Puck deflects straight up and out of the rink. Offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. When the Evergreens played West here last time, the Evergreens sometimes had trouble clearing the puck. And the Evergreens want to make sure they don't put too much pressure on their goalie. They don't want to let Wausau West hold these zones forever. Face off to the right of the Wausau West, Everest cage. West barely holds in at the blue line, moves that puck forward. Cade Lemmer, one of the team captains, put on goal wide of the near post. Wausau West gets the first good look at the net. Puck is still live in the corner. Again, just from the small rink here, opportunities can develop from nowhere. Wausau West trying the wraparound, denied there by Ethan Hurt. Sam Teckel tried to wrap it around the near post. It's into the skates of one of Teckel's teammates, Jake Bailey, loose along the near side boards. Evergreen still having trouble clearing out. Wausau West holds in. There's Connor Healy who puts it on goal, and he scores. That didn't take long. 1 minute and 12 seconds in, Connor Healy from the blue line near side boards lights the lamp for Wausau West. The Evergreens will play from behind tonight. We will wait for assist information. It is Connor Healy's goal. Kind of a symptom that we saw the last time where the Evergreens had trouble clearing the zone. Wausau West held that in for forever and got one past Ethan Hurt. The assist will go to Cade Lemmer of the Warriors. So Healy from Lemmer, 1-0. Again, it comes just 1:12 into the match. Opening faceoff after the goal goes into the bench area, so we'll drop again at center ice, and Wausau West rushes forward again. Here's Cole Haynes, put that on goal, loose in front, lunging out and covering up is Ethan Hurt. That bounced off Hurt for a moment. He had to get forward and get on top of that, and then he did. Another offensive zone faceoff. Wausau West is all business tonight with a 1-0 lead already. Ben Pelequin takes the draw for the Evergreens, goes into the corner, Evergreens control. Evergreens shuttle that puck forward to Dylan Shiro, get it out of the zone at least. Ahead to Colby Schmidt, and now Pelequin comes up forward. Pelequin, though, cannot control the puck. He was stick-checked off of that, goes into the corner. Evergreens look to hold this zone with Dylan Shiro. Wausau West takes it away. Long cross-ice pass for West to Carson Marquardt. Marquardt gets tangled up with Ryan Stevens, and the Evergreens loses the puck. Wausau West, though, holds in. Now that came out of the zone. No, they say it stayed in. Oh, wow. Jacob Cubella was stick-handling. That puck went all the way out across the blue line, not called. Wausau West coming back the other way. Evergreens, Quinton Shiro. Shiro stick-checked away by the goalie. Adam Prokop put that big blade out and put it off to the side. First time the Evergreens have gotten a sniff of the net 3 minutes in. Wausau West counterattacking the other way. Pass a little bit long for Lucas Langolis. Evergreens take the puck away in their own defensive end. Here's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell tries to go cross ice. Wausau West takes it away. Flicked on goal. Saved by Hurt. Lucas Langolis has had an active shift. That was put right through the crease. Langolis didn't have it there. Comes back. Rebound flipped in. And the Warriors lead 2-0. Wow, Langolis put that in front. Went right through the crease. And from the near side boards, Wausau West has scored again. I believe that's going to be Connor Healy's goal. Healy's got two for the Warriors, 2-0. This one comes at 2:37. So we are not quite 3 minutes in. The Warriors lead 2-0. Evergreen's in a little bit of danger here. That is Connor Healy. Healy has two goals in the first 3 minutes of the game. Dwayne Hagedorn gets the assist. Puck went out of play after the drop. The Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff. The Evergreens really need the next goal to be theirs. Ty Treader backhand. A lot of traffic. Goalie is screened in front. It's underneath the freshman Adam Prokop. Boy, the Evergreens came very close to getting the answer there. Very close. 14:01 to play. First period. The Evergreens already trail 2-0. Evergreens have Grant Ortel taking the offensive zone faceoff, won by Wausau West. Everest has three players back. Pass goes forward to Mark Sippel. Big hit. Evergreen player taken down. No penalty. Wausau West holds the zone. It was Ben Pelequin who went down hard. That goes in front. It's in the skates of Mark Sippel and deflects to the near side boards. Wausau West operating behind the net. That's put on goal. Stick the side by Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies the near side post and Jacob Cubella. Again, Hurt really can't afford to give anything else up, so there's pressure on the Everest junior goalie here. Evergreens clear the zone. Wausau West comes right back, counterattacking, 3-on-2 chance. That sticked away. Good defensive play by the Evergreens' Kyle Jaglinski. Jaglinski made sure that 3-on-2 didn't fully develop. From the blue line, shot here is blocked. Justin Jakubik is giving chase. Goalie comes all the way out for Wausau West and sticks it off to the side. Evergreens, turnover by Wausau West. Evergreens' Ty Treader put that on goal. It's deflected off the stick of one of the West defenders and goes into the corner. Warriors come back. Again, a 3-on-2. The Warriors are a faster skating team. Centered, denied by Ty Treader. Treader got his stick down and steered it off to the corner. Evergreens can get their own counterattacking chance. 2-on-2, stick checked away from Dylan Shiro, and the puck pops into the Evergreens bench for a stoppage and a break. Both teams are going to want to change here. Big up and down shifts both ways. 12:51 to play first period, and the Warriors are the team that's off to the good start. They lead 2-0. And this will be an offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Went out of play off one of the Warriors. Ben Pelequin takes the draw, sends it to the corner, but West has a defensive player there. Evergreens try and hold that zone, pops over the stick of Dylan Shiro. West 3-on-2 again, shot off the blocker, loose in front, swept off to the side. Wausau West was almost going to get a look on the rebound, shot again, deflected in front, it is underneath Ethan Hurt, pad save. Evergreens are being outplayed and outshot here in the early going. Last chance was put on there by Jake Bailey. The initial chance went off the blocker of Hurt and was out in front along the near side post. That puck just sat there after the offensive zone faceoff. A couple of Evergreens had a little trouble locating where the biscuit was. It's behind the net now, and Wausau West controls. Carson Marquardt tries to get that out in front. Upended is Ty Bailey. But Wausau West still holds the zone. Bounced off the boards. Funny bounce off the near side boards and out of the zone. Wausau West goes cross ice. Wow, Ben Pelequin just overskated the puck. Tries to bounce that ahead to the Evergreens' Dylan Shiro. Shiro cannot control. Wausau West back in their own end. Moves forward. Flicks that puck into the corner while the Evergreens are on a change. Fresh skaters out for the Evergreens. Evergreens have Brandon Jelic now on the puck. Jelic fights for it in the corner. Cannot clear it. Wausau West near side board. Shot deflected. Didn't get through. Bounces off one of the Evergreens off Brady Bunnell. Evergreens get it out of the zone, but Wausau West has controlled all the pucks at neutral ice so far. Evergreens have just turned it over. Ryan Stevens, that's left behind Wausau West, Austin Federici. Wow, a better pass to Federici would have set up a 2-on-1 off the Evergreens giveaway. So Wausau West looks to build on a 2-0 lead. Evergreens try to control this puck along the near side boards. West goes cross ice. Brady Bunnell tries to pick it up for the Evergreens. West instead wins the race to another loose puck, sends it behind the Evergreens net. There's Jelic, who goes quickly cross ice. Can't turn the puck over here, boys. Now to Alex Griffin. Griffin double-teamed and hit along the boards. Penalty coming up. The Evergreens are going to go on the power play here. Evergreens trailing 2-0 are going to get a man advantage. The Evergreens get the goalie off, and now Wausau West touches off. This is a penalty coming up on the Warriors. And the Evergreens power play, which has struggled all year, seems like we talk about it every broadcast, need to get something on the power play here. Ben Bianicone is going off for Wausau West. 5-on-4 coming up for the Evergreens. Penalty at 6:08 of the first period. It's an elbow against Bianicone. Evergreens put the puck behind the net. Wausau West takes it away, and they do not clear. The Evergreens hold it in. Here's Brandon Jelic, center ice, blue line. Puts it down in the skates. Cross ice. It went off the skates of one of the West defenders and goes wide. Tough angle there from the far side down near the goal line. Ty Treader holds it along the corner. Wow, Treader overskated the puck. Wausau West 1-on-1 the other way, coming back shorthanded. Here's Cade Lemmer. Lemmer tried to switch from the backhand side to the near heads side, and that let Grant Ortel catch up with him into the corner. Wausau West still tries to hold the zone shorthanded. Now the Evergreens finally take the puck back. Here's Jelic. Has to go the length of the ice. Jelic just turned the puck over to. This is Sam Teckel with great work shorthanded. Now the Evergreens have secured the puck and can push forward. 1 minute left of the man advantage. Ty Treader along with Pelequin. Treader far side, stops on a dime, centers back, leaves it for a trailer. Here's Jakubik. down near the goal line to Treader again. Behind the net, Pelequin, 45 seconds left of the man advantage. Ortell, blue line, tries to slide it to the near corner. Ortell, deflected by one of the Walsall West players out of the zone. One-on-one coming back the other way. Stick checked aside by the Evergreens. Grant Ortell was the one player back. 30 seconds left of the man advantage. Treader and Pelequin in combination. Treader had his stick tangled up with the West defender, settles putting it behind the net, trying to get it back to the blue line, no one there. Goes all the way down the ice. 20 seconds left in the Everest man advantage, and they are still trailing 2-0. Got to get one more rush out of this, maybe one more look at the net. Jellick turns the puck over with a pass too long. Evergreens just upended one of the West players. The Warriors are going on the power play. Everest player got his stick right underneath Jacob Kubela and pulled Kubela down to the ice. Walsall West will be back at full strength in 5 minutes. 5 seconds, beg your pardon. And Brandon Jellick to the box for the Evergreens. Not to emphasize this too much, but this is the penalty kill of the season. Shot on goal, right off the faceoff, save. Jacob Kubela put that on net. Tripping is the penalty on Jellick. This will be the last faceoff of 4-on-4 hockey, then the Warriors will go right back to full strength. Again, the Evergreens trailing 2-0. Walsall West will have a man advantage for a minute and 50 seconds, and the Evergreens cannot give up another goal. All right, the Warriors are now at full strength. The Evergreens have won that faceoff and have sent it all the way down the ice. I mean, it's a small sheet, so the chances can develop quickly here, and Walsall West power play has been outstanding, best in the Valley Conference. Walsall West, wow, they're offside there, no whistle. Carried in along the near sideboards. Circling back is Jacob Kubela. Kubela gets it back, skates in. Goalie is screened, deflected off one of the Evergreens. Ty Treader. Treader is spun around on a hard hit in the corner. Walsall West holds near side corner. Back out to the blue line. Cross ice. Power shot. Slap shot. Knocked away by Ethan Hurt. Hurt with a stick save. And the net has come off its moorings. So we get a whistle there. Hurt knocked the net free after making that save with his stick. His stick hit the near side post, too, and dislodged the net. 1:17 left in the Walsall West man advantage. It's a penalty kill that the Evergreens must have. West wins the draw, holds it back at the blue line, near side board, Sam Tekel. Tekel puts it in front, chipped out of there by the Evergreens, Ben Pelequin. And the puck slides all the way down the ice. Now 1 minute left in the penalty kill. Going back to retrieve it there is Carson Marquardt. Marquardt along the far side board. Sam Tekel carries it in. Tekel that deflected off one of the Warriors, went over the crossbar. Another dangerous chance for the Evergreens defense. West still tries to center that in front. It's sticked away by the Evergreens. Ty Treader and sent all the way down. In fact, that went on goal all the way down. Gathering that in is the goalie Adam Prokop, who has not been busy down at the other end of the ice. Walsall West will organize this rush from behind their own net. They'll have to go the length of the Marathon Park rink. Jellick took it away. Evergreens take this puck away at the red line and dump it into the corner. So the clock continues to tick down on this penalty kill. There's 25, 24, 23 seconds left in the Everest penalty kill, trying to keep this at a two-goal game. Knocked away, on goal, backhand side, just wide. Lucas Langolas put that on goal, and just off the mark on the near side post, a backhand chance. Evergreens have this pinned in the corner. Walsall West behind the net, Mark Sipple. Sipple skating, goes cross ice, good pass, shot right into the chest of Ethan Hurt, and a save. These are the biggest saves of the season for Ethan Hurt because the Evergreens can't afford to go further behind. Now there's only 1 second left in the power play. So we're going to drop the puck, and the Evergreens, it looks like, will have killed this penalty off. So the tripping minor to Jellick looks like it will not hurt the Evergreens. Puck drops, penalty's over, we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. West still controls the zone at even strength, taken away by the Evergreens. Everest moves forward. There's 7 minutes to play in the first period from outside the blue line. Put on goal by Dylan Shiro, just wide of the near side post. Goes into the corner. Evergreens still fight for it there. Colby Schmidt to Shiro. Tried to get that center to Schmidt in front. Shot saved! The Evergreens with a sweeping shot, and they're denied by Adam Prokop. Wow, that was the Evergreens' best look at the net so far, put on by Brandon Griffin. Counterattacking chance for Walsall West, wide of the near side post. I mean, that's an example right there. The Evergreens get a look at the net, and Walsall West transitions and gets it down the ice in just a moment. Got a whistle here and a stoppage. That puck go out of play, or are we calling a penalty? Out of play along the near side. Popped up over the plexiglass, so an offensive zone faceoff, actually just outside the Warriors' blue line. 6:15 to play, first period. Evergreens control this. Again, the Evergreens gave up two goals early in the period. For the last 10 minutes, we've played 0-0 hockey, with the Evergreens still two goals to find. Evergreens did not score in a power play and killed off a two-minute minor. So the Evergreens are playing better. The problem is the damage already done? Walsall West controls at the red line. That's flicked on goal from the red line and will be gloved there by Ethan Hurt. Yeah, on the small rink, you're in scoring position from almost anywhere. Hockey is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Connor Healy got a shot on goal off the faceoff. It was deflected. Healy has two goal scores already tonight. Healy again from short range shot. Blocker save. Loose in front. Evergreen sweep it off to the side. So Walsall West continues to get looks at the Everest net. Evergreens clear it out of the zone. West picks it up at the red line again. Onside, Cade Lemmer. Lemmer, backhand shot, save, but loose in front, rebound, score. Ethan Hurt was not clean on the rebound there. That puck bounced off his chest on the initial attempt, and then the puck loose just outside the crease, put in by Walsall West. Sam Teckel makes it 3-0. This goal coming at 11:32 of the first period. It's 3-0 Warriors. Evergreens really needed the last goal to be theirs, and it's not. Ty Treader put that on goal. Cade Lemmer will get an assist. So Lemmer has two assists tonight. And the waters get deep for the Evergreens. The ice melts beneath the Evergreens at this point. Puck goes behind the Walsall West net. Wow, the Evergreens player just took down Sam Teckel, the goal scorer from a moment ago. Ryan Stevens yanked him down, no penalty. Evergreens coming back, 2-on-1 the other way. Comes Ty Treader, shot, blocker, save. Treader had Pelequin in combination, and the freshman Adam Prokop knocked it away with the blocker. That was the Evergreens' most promising look at the net for a while. Evergreens, I think, would feel a little bit better about things if they got one goal back. Evergreens just turned the ball over at the puck over at the blue line. Jacob Cabela carried it in, couldn't get anything on the backhand. Evergreens 2-on-2 the other end. Tried to put that on goal. Grant Ortel, he was outside the blue line, well wide and too high over the crossbar. 4 minutes to play, first period. Evergreens trail 3-0. Ben Pelequin tried to lift his skate, keep that puck in the zone. Evergreens now have to fight for it at the red line. Evergreens sweep this puck forward. The Evergreens' effort is still strong here. Walsall West with a rare turnover. Colby Schmidt. Schmidt sends it into the corner. Walsall West got a player there. It's the West defense that's tougher there. Deflected off Schmidt. Goes all the way down to the corner. Warriors thinking about a wraparound possibility here as the Warriors are back in the zone. Tough angle there, put on goal, but wide of the near side post by Ty Bailey. Wraps all the way around the boards, comes out of the zone. Evergreens at Pelequin chasing. Walsall West just turned the puck over. But the Evergreens, Pelequin's momentum carried him in. The Evergreens just dump it into the corner. Puck bounces off the boards, back into the Walsall West zone. West plays this small rink with excellence. They know all the bounces off the boards here. Here's a shot on goal for the Warriors. Loose in front, jabbing at it was Prohaska, and that goes wide. Evergreens look to come out, and the Evergreens bounce it off the boards and send it down. It's going to be icing. Alex Griffin ices the puck. It'll give the Evergreens a chance to get new skaters out. 3:09 to play, first period. Walsall West 3, DC Everest nothing. Hockey Tonight brought to you by our website, everythingevergreens.com. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. A website just for Everest fans, brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Intercity State Bank, and DeVorney Orthodontics. Off the faceoff, backhanded chance by Dwayne Hagedorn. It's wide. Evergreens play it off the boards, coming down for Everest on a counterattacking chance. It's Grant Ortell. Ortell carries it to the corner. Behind the net, got Ortell in front. No, it's into the skates of one of the West defenders. Ortell active this shift. Bouncing puck from the near side. Boards put on from Ortell. That's wide. Goes into the corner where Wausau West has a player. We're getting the late stages of the first period. Evergreens Ty Treader on a hustle play keeps that in to Jankubic. Forward, while one of the Wausau West players was tangled up with Grant Ortell, Carson Marquardt wouldn't let the Evergreens get a stick down. Wausau West back in their defensive end, possesses the puck. West comes out, two on two, Evergreens with a third player trailing, that's deflected by the Everest defender. Dylan Shiro had it go off to the side. Ty Treader fights for it. Treader lost his skates down on the ice. Wausau West takes it back from the near side. Wow, a lot of net open there. And a save by the Evergreens, Ethan Hurt. Hurt went down to his knees too early, and a lot of the net was open for Teckel. Beg your pardon, that was Sipple who missed on the backhand shot. Evergreens almost in danger of going down 4-0 there. Again, Ethan Hurt went down to his pads early, left a lot of the net open, and a misfire from close range for Sipple. Offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors goes behind the net now. Under 2 minutes to play in the first period, which has been all Warriors. They've outshot the Evergreens, too. Evergreens have to make sure they don't give up something more here in the late periods. Late moments of the period here, bounced off the boards. Evergreens at least clear the zone, but unable to get that ahead to Colby Schmidt. Wausau West from just over the red line puts that wide of the goal. The Evergreens cannot get this cleared. Evergreens pick it up at their own blue line. It's sticked away from Ben Pelequin. Sent ahead now. 90 seconds left until first intermission, which cannot come fast enough for the Evergreens. Well, the Evergreens have just given the puck away again. Shot, goalie is screened there, and a save last minute. Sam Teckel put that on goal, and I don't think Ethan Hurt saw that till the last moment. Bounces off Hurt's pads, goes all the way down. Going to wave off icing. No, that didn't go off one of the West players. Offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors with 1:12 left in the first period. We'll recap our first half, our first period scoring. That's not going to be very pleasant. Preview a girls basketball playoff game, which comes up next during our first intermission here. Warriors leading 3-0 at Marathon Park. And Marquardt off the faceoff put that on goal wide. Another from the near side boards put on by Connor Healy. Save. Evergreens 3-on-2 if they hurry. Coming back 1 minute to play. Ty Treader's got Ortell in front of him. Treader is steered towards the near side boards. Tried to leave that in front. Got a penalty here. Treader was upended. This is going to be a penalty on Wausau West. Evergreens are going to end the period on the power play, trailing 3-0. Treader, you know what? Honestly, Treader was hit from behind. It's going to be posted as a two-minute minor. Cole Haynes to the penalty box. Lucky this is not a five-minute minor. Comes at 16:02, so this power play for the Evergreens will carry over. It's loose in front. Ty Treader couldn't get to it. Ortell rebound, swept aside and all the way down the ice. Slashing. Warriors sent this all the way down the ice. Evergreens try and get organized in their own defensive end. Evergreens skating on the power play, already 0-for-1 tonight. Onside, 20 seconds left in the period. Bounced off the boards for Ty Treader. Evergreens trying to hold this in along the far side boards. Treader is there. Can Treader get this centered? Tries behind the net, tried to get it in front for Jankubic. It was sticked aside for a moment. Evergreens still hold the zone, deflects off one of the West defenders, and goes all the way down. 10 seconds left in the period. Evergreens will have 1 minute left on the power play when we carry over to the second period. Long outlet pass, too long, and icing. Wausau West, shorthanded, will get an offensive zone faceoff. Well, this has been a really impressive first period for Wausau West. I mean, credit where credit is due. We can appreciate good hockey. And the Wausau West Warriors have been putting that on for the Evergreens today. 10 seconds left in the period. Actually, less than that, beg your pardon. shorthanded faceoff here for the Warriors in the offensive zone. Puck goes down to the ice. The period comes to an end. Wausau West builds a 3-0 lead as we reach the first intermission. Back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.